instrument. It's great bluegrass and all that other sort of stuff, but there aren't that many great jazz banjoists. Well, here's one of them in spades. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks as a tribute to them and their Grammy win, for that matter. I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is a very brief call impromptu called Cheshire, which is only a minute or so. And then the title track, Remembrance, and then one called Juno. Well, there's another bunch of awards, if you look at it that way, eh? Hmm? Anyhow, from this year's Grammy winners, Chick Corea, the late Chick Corea, and the very much alive and working Bela Fleck, from Remembrance, here are three tracks.
Thank you.
There's no question those two could play together just wonderfully. It must have been nice to be in that audience and applaud them like that. That was the late Chick Corea and banjoist Bela Fleck, recorded with parts of a concert tour in 2019, and the rest put together in the studio with both of them. Corea died in 2021, and that was released. That album was released on Bela Fleck's production company, and very glad it was, because it's I just have loved that album. The two of them, it's just an unconventional sound, and it is purely wonderful. So that, and they won a Grammy. Be Still My Heart. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays, so there's still, three-quarters of an hour or so still to go. So let's get back to some music. I'm sticking with the Grammy thing here, because when I was scrolling through the results down near the bottom where the jazz stuff was, I realized or discovered that a singer named Samara Joy had won the jazz solo Grammy. Now, I wasn't all that impressed with that particular track, actually, but I have never played her on this show before, and I thought it might be nice to do so, to recognize her Grammy win. And also, I have to really take myself to task at times. If you listen over the long haul to this show, you'll know that I'm really picky about jazz vocalists of either gender, or any gender for that matter. Most of them, I have commented in the past, should not go beyond Thursday night karaoke at their local bar, but they purport to sing jazz, and frequently they don't. Now, when I listen to this woman, she's really got the chops. She's got a very fine voice. And her latest album is called Linger a While. And I found it, there's a track on it that is Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight. And the words for it, there's been lyrics put to Monk's tune several times. The one she sings is not the most common. It's the lyric put together by John Hendricks of Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, who did a lot of putting lyrics to jazz solos. So I'm going to play the track called Round Midnight. This is Samara Joy from the album Linger a While. See what you think. Here's the Grammy Award winner for this year, and maybe this is the voice of the future, and you'll probably hear her more than this. But here's Round Midnight, Round Noon.
A pale and lonely moon lights the sky in the dark before the dawn. I sit here in my room, how I sigh for the dawn. Till tomorrow, dreams of what could be come close to me timidly. There's a brand new day inside at the time about midnight. Just one of the minor players. Look for what you love, the day to come, harbor some. Let your eyes put out their light at that time. Is gonna bring some sadness. Every day is gonna bring some gladness. So take what you can of the glad times. Don't don't chase away to smite at night at their day. Let your spirit stop the fight at that time about midnight. Hearts take wings round midnight. Midnight, let the angels sing for your returning. Till our love is safe and sound. And old midnight comes around, I'll think no more about today. For in a while this old day will be yesterday. Round about me.
That was Samara Joy singing Round Midnight, a Grammy Award winner this year, and a singer that I haven't played before on this show. And maybe it's way too inappropriate, early, whatever, to say so, but there's little tiny hints of Sarah Vaughan in that, in her interpretations there. Maybe she owes some of a debt to that, but to use anybody in the same breath as Sarah Vaughan is, it'd probably be heresy, so don't go too excited about what I just said. What I really am saying is that I think this woman has a real voice, and I will be checking that out a little more, because in spite of my being very fussy about singers, when I find someone I like, I really, really like. Well, there you go. A new voice on Voyage today. Going back now to another woman who is far from being a new voice here at Voyage, and that's pianist, composer, leader, general brilliant musician Satoko Fuji. She has a new album out with her group called Jen, and I think that Jen is Japanese, well, I won't even attempt to. Somewhere I read what it means and I can't remember. But her album is called Altitude 1100 Meters. And where that came from is that she was holidaying with her family in the highlands above Nagano, Japan. And as a city dweller, she was absolutely fascinated by the winds and the air that changed constantly through the day at the high altitudes. And it so inspired her that she wrote a 5-part suite to reflect that the quality of the air and its air movement through the day. The 5 tracks are called Morning Haze, Morning Sun, Early Afternoon, Light Rain, and Twilight. And I'm going to play the first 2 tracks, which are Morning Haze and Morning Sun. And they're very evocative. It's a really neat album. She has with her here, with her piano, she has bassist Hiroshi Yoshino and drummer Akira Horikoshi, and as well as a string group. And she has never written before anything that involved a string ensemble, and this is a first for her. And this is really quite an amazing album. I now have played it enough times to find it really, really effective at every one of these tracks. The Light Rain track is a real standout. It runs 20 plus minutes, and I'm not going to play it today, but I'm going to play the Morning Haze and Morning Sun tracks. This woman has a talent that is quite remarkable, and now that she has stretched a little more by adding a string ensemble to her repertoire, she can do basically anything. I have a high regard for this woman's creativity and talent, Satoko Fuji here, from Jen, from Altitude 1100 Meters. Here's her inspiration of the air at the high level, Morning Haze and Morning Sun. pianist, composer, and general genius, Satoko Fuji there, with two tracks from her latest album called Altitude 1100 Meters, exploring musically the air quality at high mountain ranges in Nagano, Japan, with a string choir, a string ensemble for the first time that she's ever written for in her career. But she's written for just about everything else, so it's nice to add that to her arrow, to her quiver as well. And an amazing artist, and that's a really beautiful album. It's really fine. You'll hear more of that in weeks to come. And I'll end us today with pianist Chris Davis, who is Canadian by birth, now working mainly out of the New York area. And her latest album is actually a tribute to six extraordinary women pianists. And they are Jerry Allen, Carla Bley, Marilyn Crispo, Angelica Sanchez, Sylvie Courvoisier, and Rini Rosnes. The album is called Run the Gauntlet, and it has a new group with bassist Robert Hurst and drummer Jonathan Blake. It's a very fine album, actually. Chris Davis does very great stuff. And I'll take us out with a couple of tracks of her work. Coda Queen, Dream State, Subtones. Those are the three titles that I'll get mainly through before the end of the show. So I just want to say, as I usually do around this time at the end of my program, thank you for tuning in today. I hope your day is going well. I hope it continues to. I hope we can shake off, to some extent, the madness that seems to exist all around us and focus on the things that we know to be worthwhile and everlasting, and not spend too much time on the things that aren't. My name is Keith Black, and as always, it's been a pleasure for me to share my music with you today. And I'll be back to do it next week. But next week is Fun Drive Week. Starting on Friday for 2 weeks, CKOW is having its annual Fun Drive. So you will be asked to participate financially in the ongoing work of this great little station. And I will be getting more into that for sure next Wednesday. In the meantime, here's Chris Davis from her album Run the Gauntlet to take us out today. Stay warm or cool or dry or whatever is the thing you want to be. And I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in today. Bye for now. Thank you.